The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my own joy may be in you, and your joy be complete. This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you. A man can have no greater love than to lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I shall not call you servants anymore, because a servant does not know his master's business. I call you friends, because I have made known to you everything I have learnt from my Father. You did not choose me. No, I chose you. And I commissioned you to go out and to bear fruit, fruit that will last. And then the Father will give you anything you ask him in my name. What I command you is to love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Both that first reading and the Gospel, when I first read them, put me in mind of one of those passages of life, I suppose you'd call it, that I went through, and I suppose many people go through when they're growing up. And it's that one moment where you know that you can ask for the car keys from your father. And I took 3 goes to pass my driving test, because of course I sat it up in London. But I have to say, when I did eventually pass it, there was snow on the ground and ice. So I thought I was a pretty good driver. But nonetheless, that New Year's Eve when we were going down, me and a few friends were going down to Kilburn, I can still remember saying to my father, "Well, you know, Dave drove last weekend. Could I have the car to drive everyone down?" Because that was the time before mayors of London and things. They closed all the transport off after midnight. My father looked at me, and he said, and he handed the car keys over like they were pieces of gold, as if to say, "Treasure this." You know, it's like the car was made of gold as well, and it was that kind of look you get, as if to say, "You damage this, don't even think about coming home." And the keys, I can remember the keys being handed over like some precious item. You know, they're being handed over, and he said, "Bring her back in one piece." I wasn't sure whether he was talking about my girlfriend or the car. But anyway, he said, "Bring her back in one piece." I said, it'll be back in one piece. Don't worry about it. The other thing that was quite funny about this, so I got the car keys, and it was in the days, you know, days gone by, historical days, where you used to wear a suit on New Year's Eve to go to the dance. And I didn't have a suit. Well, I did have a suit, but it wasn't very nice. And my father had 2 suits. And I got to that height where I was sort of his height. You know, it's that time. I always remember my mother said, when I first started going to football with my father, there was this man walking out with his little child. And the last football match we went to, there was this little old man with this great big bloke alongside him. But where I was at that height where the suit would fit. And I said to my mother, "I need a suit." She said, "Look, he's got 2. She said, "There's one he's got for weddings and funerals, and there's his wedding suit. Don't wear his wedding suit." She said, "You know, because..." I said, "Well, does it mean a lot?" She said, "No, he's got flared trousers." So anyway, I put the suit on, and you got it. I had the wedding suit on. I had the wedding suit on, and I went out in his car in his wedding suit, and off I went. And I often think of that moment because, you know, you have that same moment, not say my father's God, but with Peter. You know, Jesus hands Peter the keys, doesn't he? That's the one thing we know about Peter. But if you see a statue of him, there he is sitting down, looking morbid, with a bunch of keys in his hand. He was given the keys to heaven and to earth. That's what Jesus gave him. And you think he's given him the keys so Peter could really lord it over everyone now. Because, you know, he's got the keys. And yet, interestingly, in that first reading, what do we hear when Cornelius comes? And he throws himself down before him. And Peter more or less says, "Cornelius, get off your knees. I'm only a man." And I think it's an important thing to remember that when Jesus hands over the keys to Peter, he's handing the keys over to us. He's handing the keys over to each one of us. Yeah, he gives them to Peter because there's got to be some sort of guy who knows what's going on. So he gives them to Peter. But more importantly, he's handing it over to us. Because what does Peter do after that? When he tells Cornelius to get to his feet, people are filled with the Holy Spirit and he baptizes. If you like, he gives them their wedding garment. He clothes them in the Spirit and he clothes them in Christ. And then we move into the gospel and we think, well, how are we to live this life then once we've been baptized? Once we've been given these wedding garments, what are we supposed to do, filled with the Holy Spirit? And it's very simple, isn't it? It's to love. But it's love in a very special way. Because there is love and there is love. There is a love that tells us that we need to help people the whole time. That we need to make sure they don't make the wrong decision. That we need to be there the whole time, on top of them, looking over them and saying, don't do this, do this. There's that which we think is love, which really is controlling someone. But there's the love of freedom. And there's the love that says, yes, you can take the car out tonight, and I trust you with it. There's a love that says, yes, you can borrow the suit, and it'll be okay, but get it dry clean when you come back. You know, there's that love which gives people their freedom. And the love that Jesus talks about is that, because in that he says, I will no longer call you servants. I will call you friends. And that's the love he's talking about. You know, we could say, well, if God loves us, why doesn't he do this, that, and the other? Well, he could. But would that be real love? Would that be a friend? You know, a real friend who loves their friends, is someone who is there for them when it goes wrong. Is someone who will help you when you need help. But is also someone who will take the step back and let us live our lives. And that's the friendship we have with God. He is there, but he takes the step back to allow us to live our lives. He hands the keys to Peter. He doesn't have to do that. He could say to Peter, I'm going to stay with you and everything will be hunky-dory and fine. But he doesn't. He will ascend to heaven and he will leave the world to us. God will not abandon us, but God will let us live our lives. God is somebody who doesn't say, oh, get on with it, I won't be there anymore. God loves us, but he loves us as a friend and he wants us to live our lives to the full. And how do we live our lives to the full? Well, it's through our baptism and it's through the Spirit. And it's through the fact that he did give the keys to Peter. And then we can live our lives according to the teachings of Jesus, which we have, and that one great commandment, to love one another as he loved us. So love is a very complicated thing sometimes. But let us never forget the love that God has for us allows us to live our lives. It's the love of a father who's not afraid to hand the keys over. It's the love of a father who will always be there when we need him, will always be ready to listen to us, but nonetheless will not live our lives for us. He gave us his son for us, but he allows us to have the freedom to live our lives, to choose to love him, but above all in the knowledge that if we keep his commandments, and if we do try and love one another, and if we do try and love him, he will always be there by our side.